Adams County Sheriff's deputies make an arrest in a domestic violence case. 42-year-old Christopher Serena faces an aggravated assault charge after the incident, which happened in front of two special needs kids. Just after 7 Saturday morning, deputies responded to Hobo Fork Grocery on a domestic disturbance call. The victim told deputies she and Serena had gotten into an argument that turned physical, with him knocking her on the ground, slapping and choking her. She managed to get away and get to that store to call for help. Serena was taken into custody a short time later. The full state house will soon hear a bill that aims to make it easier for people in Louisiana to cancel their unwanted subscriptions.
I want to make it as easy to get out of your subscription as it was to get into it.
That's Gretna Representative Vincent Cox, who says his click to cancel bill is not exactly unique from a national standpoint.
This bill is modeled after Connecticut's bill, and I think 18 states have similar bills.
Cox says he's been working with industry leaders to fine-tune House Bill 750, and when he brings it up, he'll be presenting a series of amendments, including one which would exclude FCC-regulated businesses like cell phones and high-speed internet. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, pedestrian crash deaths across the United States have risen 80% since 2009. It remains uniquely common in Mississippi, as the state has the third highest pedestrian death rate nationally, according to data from the Governor's Highway Safety Administration. It found that the rate of fatal injuries in 2024, the year with the latest full data, were 20% higher than in 2023 and 55% more frequent than in 2019. Though fatal accidents involving smaller cars and pedestrians do occur, the height of vehicles increases the likelihood that vehicles will cause more serious injuries to pedestrians or even run them over after the initial impact. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry establishes the Office of Rural Health Transformation and Sustainability within the Department of Health.
The goal of the new office is to make access to quality health care available to everyone, regardless of where in the state he or she lives. Health Secretary Bruce Greenstein says one priority is to expand the healthcare workforce in rural areas.
Having a greater number of health professionals both trained and then moving to and serving rural communities.
It's all part of the state's Rural Health Transformation Program, which is supported by more than $208 million in federal funding. I'm Joe Gallinaro.
The Mississippi River at Natchez Vidalia is 31.44 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.